WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 44 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Among the proclamations at last night's Bryan City Council meeting was one honoring the mother of Councilman Bubby Simic.
Deanna Simic passed away Monday night, but Bubby said she was presented a copy of the proclamation last week.
I can never tell you how much that meant to my mother.
Mayor Andrew Nelson noted Bubby was told by his mother to attend the council meeting.
People wonder why he's here right now. He's doing what Mama told him to do.
A memorial service for Deanna Simic, who was the woman who greeted countless customers for many years at Bubby's restaurant, will be held March 5th at 2 p.m. at Peace Lutheran Church in College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A request to nearly double the amount of money the Bryan City Council gives to the Downtown Bryan Association generated no opposition at yesterday's council workshop meeting. Mayor Andrew Nelson called for a special meeting to brainstorm ideas for future growth.
I'm going to come to you and invite council and the community to gather around a question. That's how do we move past First Friday and get it to just be Friday, right?
Yes.
I mean, we are at a critical mass where we need to accelerate that growth.
DBA Executive Director Sandy Ferris says hotel occupancy tax money can fund her request.
The state of Texas says that HOT funds can only be spent on activities which promote tourism and the convention and hotel industry. That is verbatim what is in the law. It doesn't say you must prove that you have a head in a bed for an event. It simply says it's to promote tourism.
The council has given DBA $165,000 a year each of the last 4 years to operate the organization. Ferris asked for another $150,000, $100,000 for more staff, $25,000 for more advertising, $15,000 to cover event sponsorships, and $10,000 to add a cleaning crew before and after downtown events. The man shot by Bryan police during a domestic disturbance call Sunday night has been interviewed. What the 33-year-old man said is not being released due to the ongoing investigation. Mayor Andrew Nelson gave a shout out to police and the rest of the city's public safety agencies at last night's meeting.
This is a tough week for Bryan Police Department, so please keep them in your prayers.
As for the officer who was involved, what he is going through following the incident was a question asked of Police Chief Eric Buskey during a news conference on Monday.
Well, it's tough. Nobody signs up on a police department to have to end up shooting someone. I mean, it's really thankfully a rare thing to have happen. So I'm sure he's has a wide range of emotions.
Buskey says one of the reasons the officer was placed on administrative leave was to let him recharge after what took place. The president at the University of Texas at San Antonio has been placed on administrative leave.
Ricardo Romo has been UTSA's president for 18 years. He was planning to retire in August. UT System Chancellor William McRaven said the leave is pending a review of allegations related to his conduct, but declined to elaborate. Romo is one of San Antonio's leading citizens. Under his leadership, UTSA has become one of the largest universities in Texas. The campus has doubled in size and a downtown campus was added, and Romo started the UTSA Division I football team. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Big crowds are expected at the state capitol today as a Senate committee will roll out 3 abortion bills. In his State of the State address, Governor Abbott called the practice of fetal harvesting for research barbaric.
Senator Schwertner, I want legislation that criminalizes the sale or donation of baby body parts.
The clinics deny this practice is happening, and multiple state investigations have yet to prove them wrong. Another bill calls for cremation or burial of all fetal remains, and the third would further regulate the abortion process. And the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce has announced this year's recipients of Community Impact Awards.
The awards program is going to recognize Barbie Patterson with Patterson Architects, Catherine Kleeman with Spherion, and Gabriel Garcia with Tradition Oil and Lube.
The Chamber's Kim Dyer says tickets are now available for the luncheon on February 28th. Texas A&M Procurement Services sponsors the annual event, which recognizes Hispanic, African-American, Asian, American Indian, women, and disabled veteran business owners who have demonstrated a significant impact on our community. WTAW news time is 10 minutes past 8. It's 44 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. More news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors was very helpful in getting me approved for a mortgage loan when I didn't think it was possible. Once approved, they helped me find the right home that fit my needs. BCR then helped me get my duplex sublease so I could buy before my lease was over. They even helped me set up my utilities so that I didn't have to miss work. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. 2Video is a local company, and you can find us online at 2video.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Good morning. It's 8:11. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Yesterday's storm system is now moving towards Georgia. High pressure building in across Texas this morning. We'll have a fair amount of sunshine developing as the day goes on. Temperatures will be up to about 60 to 65. It'll be clear tonight, 40 to 45. Tomorrow, with high pressure in control, we'll have abundant sunshine. Should be 65 to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Then partly sunny and warmer Friday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes 8:12. You know, that weather that moved through here yesterday really wreaked some havoc.
Yeah, it did.
In Houston, mm-hmm. At least 7 storms caused damage really throughout southeast Texas. I saw some of ABC 13's coverage. Ironically, one of the places that it hit was a roofing company. Yeah, nobody was hurt, so that was good.
Yeah, but that is funny. Yeah, well, not funny.
But unusual.
Yes.
Odd. A little odd that that happened.
They'll have to do some repairs to their own roof.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, they interviewed some people. And I think they had one injury, not sure. But
okay.
A lot of that stuff happening down in Fort Bend County, I think. And
Some funnels were seen and storm debris and all sorts of crazy stuff.
Not good.
No.
Not good. Okay, so Chelsea found this article about, look, professional athletes are supposed to be angry, all right?
Okay.
They're competing out there, but in the new inclusive NBA, they have decided that they are going to have new rules preventing teams from, quote, mocking and or ridiculing each other on social media. Now, look. Trash talk is part of sports.
Right.
It always has been.
Always has been.
Because what you want is you want that other player, you want to get inside their head and get them to do something they wouldn't normally do that might actually take them out of the game.
Yep.
Okay? But we can't do that now. The Sacramento Kings, who have been persistent on Twitter, well, they understand that they probably were part of the problem. So they're going to play nice. And sure enough, this was in entertainment, is that right?
Mashable.
It was on Mashable. They have a string of tweets. Sacramento Kings, incredible shot at Atlanta Hawks. Happy birthday to Paul Millsap. And then they talk about the new arena. And Atlanta Hawks say, thanks. The arena you guys have here is great. First time here, simply gorgeous. Sacramento Kings say, well, you know, we really appreciate the Phillips arena too. Their organist, just wow, great touch. Yeah, yada. yada.
So they go back and forth, basically complimenting each other, but very, very sarcastically.
Yeah, like left-handed compliments.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, and then, you know, those, you know, and then using emojis and stuff. But the Atlanta Hawks say something about their baby blue throwbacks, and Sacramento Kings say, "Don't even get us started on your jerseys. That lime green is special." My favorite part is apparently teams in the NHL took some shots at the NBA's new social media rules. The Dallas Stars tweeted to the Nashville Predators, who they must have been playing, "Let's all have fun and have a good game today." Wait, wrong league. "We hope we win and you lose because this is sports."
Yes. There you go.
And then the Predators respond with, "Well, we don't like you, so there, go sports."
Yes. and I think it was yesterday, maybe it was Monday, that Doug Gottlieb is, he does a thing where he talks to different sports people in different parts of the country about hot stories. And, of course, the I think Golden State was playing at Oklahoma City for the first time since Kevin Durant, of course, left.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asking, why didn't they have a tribute video for Kevin Durant?
What?
Well, what? And the guy said, well, why would they do that?
He left.
Then they would just get angry at the franchise.
Right.
Yeah. They want to be angry. They're sports fans. Quit it. Just stop. Amazing.
Yeah.
But we have to be all-inclusive. Remember that.
I will say, last year, I believe it was, during the NBA playoffs, back when the gun emoji was available, and I believe, it must have been the Mavericks, and then someone else that must have had an animal mascot, and maybe one of you guys remember, and they used the gun emoji pointed at the horse.
We can't do that.
And that social media intern was fired.
I remember
immediately.
That. I remember that.
Yeah. So, but apparently, just some of the players and the teams have been trolling. That is the word that they like to use on social media. But I just loved the back and forth. And then when they brought up the lime green color, Sacramento Kings say, "Is it because we call it Volt, but you can call it lime. Whatever works for you, we're good with."
Go sports, okay? Just go sports.
Go sports. Go sports. Yeah, the NHL response was great.
All right, 817, News Talk 1620, the WTAW, the Infomaniacs. You can text in and join us, 979-695-1620, or you can call us, too. You don't have to use the area code if you call, you know, as long as you're around here. Okay, so we believe that Harrison Ford really does know how to fly. I mean, we saw him in Star Wars, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. He was Han Solo, for goodness sake.
I've outrun Imperial starships, not the local bulk cruisers, mind you. I'm talking about the big Carillion ships now.
He's got run the big dogs.
Harrison Ford was involved in a potentially serious plane incident when he mistakenly attempted to land on a taxiway and passed over a plane loaded with 110 passengers. The actor had been instructed to land on runway 20L at John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California, when he aimed for the taxiway instead and passed over an American Airlines 737.
Yikes.
Wow, that's a big mistake.
Yeah, allegedly, he said, according to the air traffic controller recording, was that airliner meant to be underneath me? To which the controllers informed him that he had landed on a taxiway rather than a runway.
Oh.
That is a violation of FAA rules.
Yeah, what are the odds of that?
Never tell me the odds.
Yeah, really. Now, remember, in 2015, he crash-landed on a golf course in Venice, California, messed himself up. In 2000, he crashed a 6-passenger plane in Lincoln, Nebraska. And the previous year, he crashed a helicopter 60 miles outside of Los Angeles.
What?
So he's a pilot.
Yeah, well, maybe he shouldn't be.
I was going to say, I'm not sure we're going to call him accomplished pilot, but
or he just needs to stick to the Millennium Falcon, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
No,
it's
really
a ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, do that. That's
just stick to that.
Yeah. Company in China is keeping track of employees on business trips by requiring them to send selfies holding the day's local newspaper.
Oh, wow.
They don't trust their employees.
Apparently.
After taking a selfie that clearly shows the newspaper date, employees send the photo to the company and chat groups as proof that they, in fact, have started their workday. Man. Wow. You know what? They're having to do that because a problem has been discovered, clearly.
Right. Yeah, you don't just do that out of the blue. Yeah.
Thinking not. All right, so Nick Cannon. Who is Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon is Mariah Carey's ex.
Okay, all right.
And he is a host on, I don't really
America's
know.
America's Got Talent.
America's
not
Got Talent.
Not anymore. Right. Oh. He made it clear yesterday there is no chance he is coming back to America's Got Talent.
Oh, wow.
Nick said he is leaving, well, AGT as we call it, after NBC executives seriously discussed firing him for talking smack on the show.
Oh.
And
was he talking smack about?
I don't know. Well, you know, I guess if we watched the show.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
Anyhow, sources say the network has no interest in holding him to his contract if he is determined to leave.
Oh,
yeah,
all right. Well, see you later, Nick.
Such a burgeoning career. I'm sure that he'll be just fine.
What an opportunity. So YouTube. Happy birthday to YouTube. It seems like it's been with us forever.
Mm-hmm.
12 years. So we'll see.
Okay.
The asteroid, by the way, so I was at the, I think, NAB radio convention, and this was 5 years ago, I guess. And I wish I could remember the stat, but one of the guys from YouTube was there. And this was really before, I think it was before Google had bought them. He was talking about the massive numbers of hours of video that is put onto YouTube every minute. I mean, it's like 1,000 hours is put on every minute.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just incredible. And I don't know about you guys, but that's where I go now when I want to try to find out how to do something or how something works.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm still not a huge YouTube user.
Okay.
I don't know. For whatever reason, I just don't, you know, people say, oh, I just YouTube when I'm bored or when I need to find out something, or it's not my first platform to go to.
Well, I do it for two things. I do it for music.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's a great way to get songs,
right?
Because I don't do Pandora or any of that kind of stuff, and so you can usually find the song right there.
Like if you're just looking for one particular song,
right,
to listen,
right,
to at that second,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the other day I had a piece of equipment I needed to do some work on, and I just went into the YouTube and
okay,
you know, there's,
I guess I just don't do a lot of handy things.
Sure. And that can certainly be part of it, but also, you know, there are entertaining things. You can,
mm-hmm,
you know, watch kittens play with you know, balls of fur or whatever kittens play with. Oh, wait, news. Wait, we have a call first. Let's
okay.
Do this. Hello.
So going back to AGT, I'm guessing you know your career is in the tank when the first thing people remember about you is that you're somebody's ex.
Yeah. Good point.
Well, it was easy to remember. He tattooed her name across, like, the entire upper portion of his back.
Really?
Yes. It said Mariah. It might still say Mariah. That would have been a pain to get removed.
Yeah.
But.
Plus, I don't think Drumline's on anybody's top 10 movie list.
Oh, man, but I love Drumline. I forgot he was in that.
I don't even know what that is. Help me with that. Is that the one about the band?
Yeah, the movie. The marching band.
Yeah, goes on to college and becomes a big Drumline star.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's where he kind of, I guess, or that was the first big thing he did, if you want to consider it big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get now I remember.
And it was
that.
Only like 15 years ago. So.
Sure, so it's that's
true.
Fine. That's absolutely fine. All right, I got a tattoo story. There's a soccer team that's hired a tattoo artist.
Wait, you had news?
Yeah, and I got news too.
Oh, okay.
I know. I've got.
Well, you said October earlier, and it's February.
Sorry,
so I was
did.
Just trying to keep you on track,
well,
Scott.
I need a vacation. All right, so here's the deal. The news is that Kate Upton is now going to be on the swimsuit cover. It was going to be Christy Brinkley, remember?
Yes.
With her
daughters.
No.
What?
Kate Upton now for the third time. She was on the cover in 2012 and 2013 and is now all of 24 years old and has three different cover shots.
What's the story there?
No, that's what we have to find out. So if you can find out.
Mm.
By the way, she's engaged to Justin Verlander.
Correct.
Did you know that?
I did.
Huh. Okay. Now, but. Do you even know who was on the cover last year?
Yes.
See? Oh, okay.
Well, because we talked
that's
about
right.
The Christie Brinkley, it was Hannah Jeter, now Jeter,
okay.
Correct?
Yep. No, it was Ronda Rousey is what this says. Was that a year or 2 years ago?
The swimsuit or the body issue?
Well, now this says swimsuit.
Huh.
This
did
says
not
swimsuit.
Know.
All right. Anyway, okay. So we'll see. But I don't know. Maybe we have time because I've got a couple of interviews to do. So maybe when we're back at 45, you can tell us.
Okay. I'm
what's
looking.
Happened.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up.
Right. In the meantime, scientists may one day genetically engineer humans as long as the gene editing, which I think we've already used once this week, technology is used to prevent babies from being born with diseases or disabilities. Again, scientists may one day genetically engineer humans through gene editing technology so that babies are not born with diseases or disabilities. That is the recommendation of a science policy group created by the National Academy of Sciences and the National Academy of Medicine.
They made a movie about this. It's called Gattaca.
Yeah, I know. I saw that movie.
Mm-hmm.
TheVerge.com says their cautious recommendation to pursue genetic engineering of humans should only be approved when there isn't any reasonable alternative available. And clearly, because genetic editing creates long-lasting changes that will be passed on to the descendants, pretty crucial to doctors track the results of the edits. That really, really bothers
me. It's really weird. Yeah.
Well, and they're trying to again. And this is a committee that is suggesting this. As long as we're careful, we mm-hmm. should do this. But that's a little bothersome to me.
Yeah.
So there, we can think about that, and then we'll go back to those fun things like swimsuit editions in a little while. 8:26.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Rovio Entertainment, the Finnish maker of Angry Birds, says it's looking to lay off up to 10% of its staff, or about 35 people, as part of a broader effort to focus on mobile games. The cuts would affect Rovio's animation unit. Wall Street may have lost confidence in Twitter, but the company's CEO has not. Jack Dorsey bought $7 million worth of shares and tweeted the link to the regulatory filing with the hashtag LoveTwitter. Dorsey has bought up Twitter shares to boost the stock before. In August of 2015, he bought more than 31,000 shares of Twitter. Twitter's been under pressure as its user and revenue growth has stagnated and its stock price has fallen. Starbucks plans to start testing concoctions that mix coffee and ice cream. The Seattle chain says it will serve varieties of hot and cold coffee over ice cream at 100 stores in Orange County, California, starting today. Crude oil trading at $52.83 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you shop on Amazon, you need to know the top four ways to avoid being ripped off. And it starts with something called AstroTurf. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. AstroTurf is the name for fake Amazon product reviews posted by the product's own company, not real customers. In most cases, these products just loped along with one or two stars. But with glowing fake reviews, they're suddenly transformed into five-star popular products. Amazon's fighting to keep these fake reviews offline, but in the end, it's up to you to protect yourself. Here are four fake review warning signs. If all the reviews are five stars, if the wording of all the reviews is similar, if all the reviews were posted over just a few days and not weeks, and finally, all the usernames appear to lack diversity, coming from only one region of the world, then you should proceed very carefully. And better yet, look for a better product. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Are you sick and tired of being gouged by your cable company? Sitting on hold, waiting for customer service, and paying insane bills but getting less channels and service? Millions of Americans have found a better way to get their favorite TV channels for a fraction of what they're paying the cable company. The solution? CableGone.com. Most top shows and major sports are available now without expensive cable or satellite. Learn more today at CableGone.com. Cut the cord with CableGone.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
She looks amazing.
Yeah.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 43 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Downtown Bryan Association has asked for another $150,000 from the Bryan City Council to operate the agency. There was no council opposition during yesterday's City Council workshop presentation by the executive director, Sandy Ferris. She brought up competition from what she calls simulated downtowns.
There is a place in College Station that is under construction right now. Even the city of Bryan is supporting Atlas, which is going to be somewhat of a simulated downtown. They're clean, they're beautiful, they're beautifully landscaped. They are full of well-known businesses.
$100,000 would go towards more staff.
In 2016, the three staff members, including myself, we spent 700 plus hours working the events outside of our office hours. That's over 15 weeks of time we spent outside of 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Mayor Andrew Nelson called on a community roundtable to build downtown Bryan beyond the monthly First Friday event.
We're not the ones with all the ideas, but I think it's time for us to say, you know, how can we play a part in moving past that and getting to where, downtown is just vibrant every day.
The council has given DBA $165,000 a year each of the last 4 years to operate the organization. In addition to additional money for staff, the request includes $25,000 for more advertising, $15,000 to cover event sponsorships, and $10,000 to add a cleaning crew before and after downtown events. There were heavy hearts on Valentine's Day at last night's Bryan City Council meeting following the death of the mother of Councilman Buppy Simic the night before.
Deanna Simic was the woman who greeted you when you walked inside Buppy's restaurant. Mayor Andrew Nelson presented Mrs. Simic a proclamation last week and repeated the presentation to family members last night.
One of the last things Buppy's mom said is you get to this council meeting, so yes. Service to the very end.
Buppy said he could never express how much the proclamation meant to his mother.
She was so proud. And she gave everything. She was a very unselfish person. But Mom, I know you're watching, and I love you, and I'll do the best, and you don't worry about anything.
A memorial service for Deanna Simic will be held March 5th at 2 p.m. at Peace Lutheran Church in College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan Police has interviewed the man who was shot by an officer Sunday night, but the 33-year-old's account of what happened during a domestic disturbance call outside an ex-girlfriend's home has not been released due to the ongoing investigation. The police department and all public safety agencies were given a shout-out by Mayor Andrew Nelson at last night's council meeting.
They deserve every benefit of the doubt of us, and we got their back, and we love you. We thank you for keeping us safe.
Police Chief Eric Buskey, who was asked at a news conference Monday about the officer's state of mind since the incident, says he's sure the officer has a wide range of emotions.
Myself and Chief Rawls talked to him earlier today to make sure he was doing okay, and it's also one of the reasons that when officers are involved in an incident like this, we put them on administrative leave for a period of time to assist with the investigation, but also to let them recharge themselves and recover from what had occurred.
The police department's criminal and internal affairs divisions and the Texas Rangers are investigating the incident. Tickets are now available for the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce annual Community Impact Awards luncheon, which recognizes Hispanic, African American, Asian, American Indian, women, and disabled veteran business owners who have demonstrated a significant impact on our community.
It's sponsored by Texas A&M Procurement Services. That's going to be Tuesday, February 28th at the Phillips Event Center from 11:45 to 1. So come on out to the luncheon and help celebrate their success.
The Chamber's Kim Dyer says this year's recipients are Catherine Kleeman of Spirion Employment Services, Barbie Patterson of Patterson Architects, and Gabriel Garcia of Traditions Oil and Lube. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 44 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. 2Video is a local company, and you can find us online at 2video.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Since my daughter has been at Athena, I think she has not only learned, but she has learned how to learn.
The tutoring is one-on-one, and they build a relationship. They learn his strengths, his weaknesses, what's the best way to attack his issues, and create a strategy for him.
We reach the children where they are. Then we find ways to work with them. We go above and beyond to make sure that that unique child has just what he or she is needing.
Better grades for your child start at AthenaTutoring.com.
Since 1957, Slobodchik Sausage in Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slobodchik is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slobodchik. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slobodchik Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Hello, Rusty Skinner with Allen Honda, and Cupid is at it again. Stop by Allen Honda and get struck with love. We'll match you with the Honda of your dreams and give you 6 years or 80,000 miles of maintenance free. That's right, 6 years or 80,000 miles of maintenance absolutely free. Lease one of the last 2016 CRVs in stock for a low $199 per month. Or try the new redesigned Civic for only $179 per month. Get struck by Cupid at Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place where you can trust in the blue.
8:37. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide insurance agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. That's Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, reviews, and approval. All right, here's our weather for you.
Morning cloudiness will give way to sunshine this afternoon. Temperatures are going to be somewhere between 60 and 65. Clear skies will be in the forecast for tonight. Lows will drop back to about 40 to 45. Sunshine for Thursday. Temperatures Thursday afternoon, 65 to 70. Thursday night, there'll be a few clouds. Lows will be 45 to 50. And we're partly sunny, a bit warmer for Friday with a high of 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Let's head over to Austin. State Representative John Rainey joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. We're in the middle of appropriations hearing.
I was just saying, Mayor Moody's in here. We're going to be visiting with him in a minute. I said, you know what? I guarantee you he's in appropriations right now.
That's
a full-time job almost all by itself, isn't it?
It starts off early in the session, and we start early about 7:30 in the morning and go till we go on the floor at 10 and then come back after that. And it takes about 5-6 weeks to go through that.
Yeah.
And then I get to sleep in a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know you'll be looking forward to that, but it is. It becomes a busy thing. And let's start right there because I know that this had been very important a couple of weeks ago, the chancellor and the president went over to talk about
special items and funding for special items. And this is a bunch of money. I mean, we're talking, I forget the number right off the top of my head now, $2 billion that doesn't really show up on the books as budget items going to these schools, but the money ends up being there. In these days of tight dollars over there, where do you think special items will end up this year?
Well, we have to get those back. Otherwise, some of those institutions, particularly the smaller ones like A&M Texarkana, would lose about 60% of their budget. So we can't let them fail. It's a growing and vibrant institution and serves a real purpose and is going to continue to grow. So we can't back up. I also had a discussion yesterday with the president of the UT Southwestern Medical School, and he's really concerned. He said if we take the House budget, proposed budget, it throws us back 10 years, and if we take the Senate, it throws us back 15 years. And he said you're losing fantastic doctors and researchers because of that. So when we look at that real closely, I don't know what the answer is at this point. I will say this, I do have a proposed solution. If everybody in the state would be getting on their congressmen and their senators and get that where we can collect sales tax on the Internet, I think we'd have probably $4 billion added to our budget.
Wow.
So I really would think that's important, not just because of the tax dollars, because of treating businesses equally and fairly.
Well, that's, and I know that's something that even before you were in politics, before you were an elected official, you've believed that as a small business owner, that that the field, and I agree with you completely, the field does need to be level. We were just did a story today about how Warren Buffett has sold $900 million worth of Walmart stock because he believes that brick and mortars obviously are not going to be able to compete with the Amazons of the world. And so it would seem that as vibrant as our economy is, that we ought to be able to capture that. Now, I'm figuring that probably you had conversations with those gentlemen because I want to remind people you're now the vice chair of higher ed. So tell me what that does and the kind of things that higher ed is looking at as a vice chair.
Well, we have a new chairman, J.M. Lozano from down and around Corpus. He's the chairman. He's not served on the committee before, but for the most part, the committee remains the same. So I expect that there won't be a great deal of changes, and hopefully I'll have a little input with him and in directing the committee. It's an honor for me to serve, and he and I have had a couple of conversations already, and I think it's going to be a great situation for all of us, and we'll represent our community as best we can.
Finally today, we would just stay Representative John Rennie with us from Austin. We talked to Senator Schwertner yesterday, and the discussion there had to do with Prop 7, which the people of Texas voted in, that had to do with earmarking $5 billion for highways. And now I know there's some discussion over in the Senate that maybe they can't make good on that full $5 billion this year for TxDOT, which may throw a monkey wrench into their plans, but what's the sense over in the House as far as that goes?
Well, I think the sense in the House and the reason we passed that proposition and voters passed it was trying to get more money for transportation. I think it's very important that we do. But what that did is it puts us in kind of a bind that reduces the amount of GR that we have for other things. So, that next $2.5 billion each year that we were taking in from sales tax, and we're probably going to be not quite get that much. It's going to be exciting, but at the same time, it's good for transportation, but it's not good for the GR, which is the only thing that we can appropriate and distribute the way we need to. We only have about 17% of the budget that's flexible. That was last term. It may be less than that now.
GR, general revenue, so the audience knows that. And finally, I guess I need to get your thoughts because we actually heard the term rainy day fund mentioned over in the House earlier this week, that this may be a reason to raid that. As one member of the body, what do you think?
Well, I would not call it raiding that. I think that this is one of those transition periods that it might be a reason to take some of the money out of it and expend it to help us tide over till the economy improves.
Well, certainly, I guess, was it Rep. Zerwas who said that? I don't want to quote him if I'm not right about that.
I don't remember, but it could have been since I think it was at one of the committee hearings earlier this week.
Right.
It's already at the end of this biennium. It may be close to $11.9 billion.
Mm-hmm.
How much is I guess, where is the point that we need to start using it?
Right.
And I think we're close to it. I think we have set it something like the floor, and that can be changed too, as something like $7.9 billion or something like that. I may be wrong on that exact number, but anyway, that still leaves, about $4 billion.
Well,
could be available if the body would vote for it. I'm not sure that the Senate would vote for it.
Yeah, that's I certainly didn't hear that at least yesterday from the senator. But that's why you guys and gals are over there to try to work that stuff out. State Representative John Rainey joins us every Wednesday. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning. Now it's time to get back to work, huh?
Okay, thank you, Scott.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. All right, appreciate him coming out of his appropriations meeting for that. Carl Mooney joins us now. He's the mayor of College Station. How are you today, Mayor?
I'm well. Sun came up this morning, and it feels like February out
there. Yeah, okay, there you go. Yeah, well, don't worry about the weekend. It'll be hot again. Gosh, I want to start with a gigantic question, and I don't know if there's a short answer to it, but y'all just had your first retreat as you as mayor and with this council. Tell me some of the highlights and accomplishments.
It's our annual strategic planning meeting. And what that enables us to do is to take a look backwards, take a look forwards, and to plan a few years in advance so that we can adjust, add to whatever we need to do as far as figuring out what projects, what monies are going to be needed for those projects, and just simply set the direction so that city staff, as they prepare for the upcoming budget for 2017-2018, we'll have some good guidelines that they know will be embraced by the council.
The city of Bryan yesterday decided to extend their ETJ. That's the first time that's happened since, I think, 1980. Clearly, that means, and again, Rellis has something to do with it, but it means that they are growing, they're expanding, and they're needing to do this. ETJ is an extraterritorial jurisdiction. Where are we with College Station on their ETJ?
Well, College Station did expand our ETJ when we just got solidly over 100,000. It's now a 5-mile mm-hmm. ETJ. So that means from the borders of that we currently have, you go 5 miles in any direction, of course, except north.
Yeah, right. that's already taken. Yeah.
Right, it is. It is. So we'll be continuing to take a look at that. But annexation is going to become one of those issues. But oddly enough, when we were meeting with legislators last Monday and Tuesday, there is a bill that's out there right now regarding annexation. And one of the things we discussed with those legislators was, rather than having votes and such taken, why not first say before an area can be annexed, it must be in the ETJ for 5 years? That gives everybody more than enough time of due diligence and figuring things out and taking the steps that are needed. Gives cities enough time to figuring out how they're going to meet all the services. And clearly, 5 years is ample time for everybody on both sides of the fence, no pun intended there, all right, to actually get their ducks in order and move forward at the appropriate time.
Sure. Now, you were there. I was talking to Mayor Nelson last week because he came in, I think, at the end of a conversation that you were having with State Senator Kolkhorst.
Yes.
Something that you can tell us about that came out of that?
Well, Senator Kolkhorst, of course, being from Washington County, Brenham area, a lot of the things that have been hitting the news waves here locally regards to workforce initiatives and specifically Blinn College and how that all works. And Blinn meeting its, what I would think, are obligations as a community college, not just a junior college. A junior college is focused more on students who are going to one particular institution or a couple in the immediate area. Most community colleges or junior colleges will have students from a 30-40 mile area radius. That's not true of Blinn's Bryan campus, mm-hmm. where they come from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And anywhere from 60% to 80% of them on any given year have that goal of transferring ultimately to Texas A&M. And 60% of them actually do.
Mm-hmm.
So that, though, is only one aspect of what a community college is supposed to do. And so we're a little bit concerned. And I sit on a group with Mayor Nelson and others who are prominent in the community and have been for years, looking at how are we going to meet the needs for workforce. As an example, a couple weeks ago, I took a tour of the what was originally Kalon, mm-hmm. which is now Fujifilm facility out in the biomedical corridor. Building's finished, but they're not doing anything.
Hmm.
They need 250 highly skilled lab technicians. This doesn't mean you have to have a college degree, but you have to know exactly what to do. Even in the tour of the building, those of us who were in that group, as was Mayor Nelson, had to don slippers over our shoes, mm-hmm. and hair nets. So a very attractive group. take a look and see what the potential is there. But without that workforce, that potential will go untapped.
Sure.
So we need to really move forward, and we need to move forward quickly. And I believe the chancellor and in a recent meeting that Mayor Nelson and I had with President Young of A&M, it's very clear that there is a real concern and a need to push to get this workforce in place. Otherwise, the message will be, while we may be open, we're not open for business. And we can't afford to do that. Again, especially if the legislature comes in and reduces the amount of revenue that we're able to get. We've got to turn towards businesses to be able to help us make up that revenue difference. Sure.
Carl Mooney, the mayor of College Station, joining us finally today. Some discussion about apartments over in the Arrington area. That's the area near Tower Point, if folks are familiar with that, in South College Station. There's going to be more apartment there built. There's going to be density in the Margraves property with about 2,700 rooftops. When does the city sit down and talk to the county and TxDOT about what has to be done out there?
Well, we're already doing that. And we've got some ideas for the area at where Greens Prairie and Arrington all hit right there. We're going to be talking to developers. I've personally met with developers on both of those properties, Margraves property, the Caprock 10 as one of the apartment complexes that mm-hmm. actually got passed on mm-hmm. Thursday night's council meeting. But then there's another one called the Ranch. Some people mistakenly think that's on the Wyndham Ranch property. It is not.
Okay.
It is part of the Margraves property. Yeah.
Wyndham Ranch is south of Margraves.
Correct.
Right.
Exactly right. And so we are working with those. And oddly enough, getting the developers to talk to each other. Oh, what a concept. All right. And it was amazing. Having some conversations individually with both groups. And finally, I said to one, have you spoken to them? Well, no. All right. A few days later, they got together. They were able to find some ways to provide ingress and egress that will actually take traffic away from the Fitch, mm-hmm. Arrington, Greens Prairie yeah. congested area there mm-hmm. and get it over, for example, to connect to Victoria.
Okay.
All right. So that the kids going to high school at College Station High School mm-hmm. won't have to hit that intersection at the busiest times of the day.
Dadgummit, glad to hear that that's because that is. It's going to be an unusual situation out there.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, glad to do it anytime.
All right, we visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bravo Brazos Valley, and it's time to hear from Fran Lamb with Heritage Highlights, and she's talking about the great, great town of Iola. Take it away, Fran.
Iola, Texas, located on Farm Road 39 in northwest Grimes County, is believed to have been named for Edward Areola, one of Stephen F. Austin's colonists who settled in the vicinity in 1836. In 1852, the community's first church, Zion Methodist, was constructed. The building also served as a schoolhouse. The settlement's first gristmill, Monroe's Gin, began operating during the 1860s. The post office opened in 1871. A Masonic Lodge was formed in 1876. By the 1880s, the town had several churches. cotton gins and grist mills. The population stood at about 109 by 1890. Between 1906 and 1907, both the Trinity and the Brazos Valley Railway and the Houston and Texas Central Railway extended lines through Iola, and a new town site was laid out along the tracks near the train depot. The Trinity and Brazos Valley Railway of Texas came into existence on October 7th of 1902. It took its name from the Trinity and Brazos Rivers. It was commonly known as the Boll Weevil. The coming of the railroad invigorated many small communities like Iola in the Brazos Valley. In Iola, a print shop was established and a newspaper appeared, the Iola Enterprise, edited and published by Reverend A.J. Frick, pastor of Zion Methodist Church. In 1909, the Iola State Bank was organized. The population reached 300 in 1910, and by 1936, the town had an estimated 500 people and 12 businesses. After World War II, the population declined, however, somewhat to an estimated 300 in 1950. Since then, it has remained virtually level. The state's first diesel-powered streamlined train, the Sam Houston Zephyr, would be inaugurated in 1936 as Texas celebrated its centennial. The sleek new stainless steel train maintained a mile-a-minute schedule between Houston and Dallas-Fort Worth with stops at Teague, Corsicana, and Waxahachie. The cost of riding the Zephyr included a meal served by train hostesses known as Zephyrites. The fares ranged in cost from $1 for a restful parlor sleep to $7.31 for a parlor car. So there you have it, another episode of Heritage Highlights and another page in the history tying together the connection between economic growth and access to the railroad that brought goods and people to these small towns. To listen to this program or previously aired programs, go to the KAMU website at kamu.tamu.edu.
Thank you, Fran Lamb. That's another Bravo Brazos Valley and Heritage Highlights. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Nest with Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Nest, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Oh man, Steve, what happened to you?
You're not going to believe this. I was cruising here in my new Camry, sunroof open, listening to the radio, following the nav's predictive traffic for the fastest route. That's when I saw smoke coming from the pet store. I hit those paddle shifters, called 911 on the Bluetooth, and sped right up to the building. Now, it was rescue time. I ran through the flames and the smoke and pulled out 10 kittens, an iguana, 17 goldfish, a family of hedgehogs, a goat, and a 150-year-old tortoise. The owner gave me this pet ferret as a reward.
His name is Senor Bendito. Wait. You got a new Camry?
The 2017 Camry, with sporty looks and the latest tech. It'll surprise a few people.
Qualified buyers get 0% APR for 72 months, or qualified lessees can lease a new 2017 Camry LE for only $199 a month for 36 months, with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 2/28/17.
The Tony Award-winning musical Fiddler on the Roof is coming to the theater company of Bryan College Station. Enjoy the tradition that has been hailed as the most popular stage musical in history. And you don't have to be a rich man to enjoy this production. Fiddler on the Roof opens Friday, February 17th, with performances running 3 weekends. Go to theatercompany.com for tickets. Fiddler on the Roof is underwritten by David M. Watson of the Principal Financial Group. The Theater Company on Villa Maria behind Joanne Fabrics in the Tejas Center.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about a minute and a half till. I got to do this story.
Okay.
All right. This is the question. Why did Beyonce not win Album of the Year?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Adele did. Did you hear what Carlos Santana said?
No.
Carlos Santana afterwards said, because Beyonce is not a singer. He told the press room Sunday night, quote, "We all respect our sister Beyonce. Beyonce is very beautiful to look at, and it's more like modeling kind of music.
She's music, a performer.
Music to model a dress, for instance. She's not a singer-singer, with all respect to her. As for Adele, he said, Adele can sing.
True.
She doesn't bring out all the dancers and the props. She just stands there and sings.
Interesting.
And that's the reason she wins.
Hmm.
I thought that was it was an interesting insight.
Yeah.
Interesting
I don't know insight. If Beyonce would agree.
No, maybe yeah, well, not.
Here's the thing, though. I kind of understand. I mean, Beyonce can sing, I'd probably say, as good as Adele, but he's kind of got a point. She doesn't the way Adele does.
Well, and that's
but is that in the rules of Grammys yeah. somewhere?
I don't know if that's in the rules.
But I guess I like the idea that he was able to stand up, or willing yeah. to stand up
Agree.
And say that.
Agree.
Because let's look at how many entertainers are out there who are doing more of that rather than just standing there and singing,
yeah.
which is what they do.
I've got swimsuit updates tomorrow.
All right, good. Thanks. WTAW College Station, Brian.